All right, so we are recording. So good morning, good morning. Good morning, hi, good Erica. Morning. Good morning, everybody. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. I am so pleased, so excited. So everybody knows that I've been a podcaster since 2009, and I'm so excited for the first time. If you guys have been following me, you've known that I've changed the podcast most recently based on some prayers, some meditations, and I've changed the podcast to Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And today I have my first guest on there, and I am so excited to share this opportunity with a special young lady. And I just want to give a little bit of a background as to why I changed from a meditation podcast, a more of a self-help, to this. So Erica, I want to share with you how this came about, and it's just been recent. Okay. So what happened was I went into a meditation. I'm a meditator, and you know, and I'm a Latina business coach, and I always tell my business coaching clients, what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're centered, and you want to make sure that you're coming from a space of hearts, right? So your heart space. So I was in a meditation, and then after that, I was guided from the meditation to go to my spiritual advisor. So I went to him, and he said to me, Marty, he said, you're being called upon to spread a message. And the message is that you have a powerful message to share, and you are going to attract Latinas, women, Latinx community that has powerful messages to share. And you guys need to get out there. And that's where your podcast needs to go. And I was like, oh, okay. So then I said to myself, how am I going to name this thing? And then all of a sudden after, you know, I got up from a meditation and it just came to me. It was like, oh, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. And it was like, okay. And so, yeah. So anyway, so I'm here, and oh my God, Erica, I'm not going to introduce you. You're such a great person. I've seen your video that went viral. I was so, you know, so excited. And because my husband's parents are also farm workers as well. And I actually, as a teacher, worked in the Coachella Valley teaching the kids of the migrant family. So that was really important. So we have a connection there, but I would love for you to introduce yourself. So go ahead. Sure.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here. My name is Erica Alfaro. I recently obtained a master's degree in education with concentration in counseling. I decided to take the pictures of the fields to honor my parents' sacrifices, and those pictures went viral. My story made headlines all over the world, and now I go to different schools and speak to students.
That's great. So we have a lot more in common than we thought. You know, I have a master's degree in educational administration. I'm also a repurposed school principal. So so it's like, okay. So I say repurposed because I don't want to say retired, right? I'm not retired. I'm just repurposed. I just moved into something else. I'm in the college. I'm an adjunct professor, and I'm also a business person. And I'm a network marketing professional along with a functional diagnostic nutrition brick and mortar practice. So I think it's important that we share with each other these things. So for our listeners, what we're going to do today is we're going to listen to to Erica speak about this, because we can see what Erica is. We can see that, you know, she is a person that comes from migrant, but what I want to do today is I want to unleash who we really are, share a little bit about more what we are, and ask some deeper questions. I saw the questions that that they were asking you, and you know, and I want to go a little bit deeper if you give me permission.
Of course.
And so first thing I want to know, and this is going to connect us with all of the people that are listening to us, but there is a critical voice that lives inside our head, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, but my critical voice, I speak three languages, and my critical voice speaks all of them. It stops me in English, it stops me in Spanish, and it stops me in French, right? Do you have that?
Yes, I also have that. I have it in both English and Spanish. And I think everyone has it, but you need to learn how to stop it and put your focus on something that it's more positive instead of focusing on the negative things that you tell yourself. That is something that I learned how to do, and it's still there, but now I know how to manage.
So let's talk a little bit about that. So let's give a tool. What would you say to somebody that is listening to their critical voice? What tool can you give them? What, you know, little hint?
Mm-hmm. Well, as soon as you start hearing your critical voice, stop and think and acknowledge that it's your fear. And then try to put your focus on something that it's going to be more beneficial, and try to know when to stop it. And as soon as you identify that, oh, it's my critical voice again. Okay, let's stop, let's breathe, and let's change it to a different direction.
And I'm going to add to that. So what I teach at the college as well, I teach the philosophy of yoga and the history of yoga, and I teach the practice of yoga, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I always remind my students is to be aware of the three A's, which I think is, you touched upon those, but I'm just going to be, as an educator, I'm just going to put the three A's in. So the first A would be awareness. Awareness mm-hmm. that it's happening. Would you agree?
Yeah, I agree.
And then the second one is acceptance that it's happening, because mm-hmm. we can't change something until we accept it is happening. So, Okay, my voice is talking to me. Who is this? Whose is this anyways? Or whose voice is this, right?
Yeah.
And then from there, take action on it, right? Mm-hmm. So it's awareness, acceptance, and action.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah.
You explain it better than me. That's exactly.
So that's great. I really appreciate that. You said that, and then I just kind of summed it up, right?
Yes.
So now there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that that look up to you, and mm-hmm. now I'm moving into the social media aspect and everything like that. I know one of the things that my critical voice has always said to me is, you know what, Marty, you can't be a podcaster. You're too old. No mm-hmm. one's going to listen to you. And, you know, you're kind of caught in between. And when I thought about that, I thought, you know, gosh, there's got to be a hashtag out there, because everything's about hashtags, right?
Yes.
That encompasses not just people that are from Mexico, or people that are from, or like I, technically, I'm first generation born here. So mm-hmm. technically I'm not, you know, I'm not, and my mom is Spanish and my dad was half Greek, you know, technically I'm not that, but I am that. So I was growing up and going to school. I can remember when I went to San Diego State, I was one of five Latinas in the business department.
Yes.
And so, and even though they didn't consider me Latina because I was mm-hmm. born here. So there's a hashtag out there that I love, and I would love to ask you about it. It's called, it's hashtag Latin or Latin, and then the big X.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what that means? Do you know what it stands for?
Well, I know that it's something new that barely started in social media, that it defines the Latino community, but instead of saying Latino or Latina, they just put an X at the end of Latin. And I know that there has been a lot of debate on that. I prefer to identify myself as Latina, but I also accept that Latinx, it's the same definition.
So let me expand that globalness, since I teach social media. So Latinx is for everybody who is of Latino origin, including, now here it is, including gender. So there are no gender biases. So that's why I love that hashtag, because it includes everybody, whether you're, you know, you identify as a transgender, whether you identify, whatever you identify with, whether you identify you're from Peru, whether you identify, it's, we're all finally unidos, if you will.
Yeah.
And that's why I love that hashtag. But many people don't know that. Many people think, oh, you're either Latino or Latina, and Latinx is just about that. No, Latinx is about all of the Generation X and everything below. So that's why I love it.
Wow, then it's much better. Yes, thank you for explaining that. Yeah, I noticed that it's a trend, that it's something that I don't know for how long it has been there, but I did notice that it's something kind of new. I don't know. Do you know when that started, or when that?
I'm not real sure when it started, but I do know that. Are you aware of? I think his name is Iglesias. He is the comedian, and so he's got a show, and I think it's on Netflix or whatever. It's hilarious, but he's a school teacher, and you know, the trials and tribulations. And one of his most brightest student, and they actually brought it into one of the episodes where she explains what that means. And I thought they did an eloquent job of explaining that. So everybody's going to have to go and watch that. You know, that I think it's on Netflix.
I'll look for it.
You've got to see that. It's really funny. But anyway, so that's what Latinx is. And I just wanted to share that because it's Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. It's a Spanish term, but I have friends from Colombia, from Peru, from, you know, all over Mexico, España, Madrid, and we all speak this beautiful romantic language, and so it unites us all, and I really love that that's how it comes across. I just wanted to share that message with all of our speakers out there. But now moving the podcast in, let's talk about another thing that you and I have in common. Let's talk about the man who inspired me to invite you and ask you to share your incredible story. Let's talk about, his name is Enrique Morones, and he is the founder of the House of Mexico, of which you will be a keynote speaker, and I'm excited to listen to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to share his story. Let's take a moment, and I'd love to share his story, and then you can tell me about your story and his. But Enrique says, since I saw her picture on the cover of the Union Tribune, I was inspired. I started my work in those same fields, bringing food to the migrants in the canyons in 1986. She has an incredible and very inspirational story for all of us, especially the young women of today. There are so many powerful lessons, the migrant story, parents, love for their children, sacrifice overcoming adversity, the horrors of domestic violence, love for our children, and the si se puede spirit. Mm-hmm. And then he writes, she, like you, Marty, have, against all odds, triumphed and show us all that we can overcome, that love is the answer. And also, she told me her father said, I may have been the one that brought food to him when at 15 years old, he was living in the canyons. Oh my gosh, such an incredible story. What, share how you met him and all of that.
Yeah, Enrique Morones, he reached out to me one day. We met and talked about his future project of Casa de Mexico. And I was very honored to meet him because I knew about him even since I was little. And also, like he said, my father, he came to this country when he was a teenager. He was barely 15 years old. And he worked in the fields in Carlsbad, and he also lived there in the fields. So it is very possible that Enrique helped my father when he was a teenager. And now that I graduated from San Diego State, I took the pictures of the fields to honor my parents' sacrifices. And somehow Enrique has a connection. He has his purpose of helping people, and that's something that I love to do as well. And it's beautiful to connect with someone that has the experience and the knowledge and someone that really wants to help other people. I really admire Enrique Morones, and I'm sure that I'm going to learn a lot about from him.
Right. And, you know, he's the founder of the House of Mexico. He's the founder of Border Angels, and he is starting something new. I don't remember the name of the new thing he started, 501c3.
Gente Unida?
What is it?
Gente Unida.
Ah, sí, Gente Unida. Okay, yeah. Perfect. So he is uniting, and very much like you and I, I've always been a giver. I've always donated time. I've always, you know, shared time. One of my downfalls, and maybe that's what made us educators, is that one of my downfalls is that I tend to give a lot. We tend to give so much, you know. Sure. We want to help everybody. We want to be the ones that we look down and we say, hey, take my hand, I'll help you up.
Yes, that's yeah. True. That is very true.
And that's so, you know, so I understand that you're going to be the speaker, the keynote speaker, and I'm so excited about that. And
thank you.
Yeah, and the event is going to be on November 23rd here in San Diego, and so I want to share just a little bit about why this event is so important, so that our listeners understand, because a lot of people, you know, don't really understand why the House of Mexico, why are we raising funds. So in Balboa Park, there is a location that's called the International Homes. And we've got homes from all over the world. And they do things for their communities. And they do this in what's called a United Nations kind of atmosphere. So they work together. I know that here in San Diego, we have December Nights, and everybody from the different houses, from different houses, bring in food that represents, and dance, and what stories and things like that. The sad part about that is that there's houses from everywhere. There's buildings that say House of Germany, House of Sweden, but the only one that doesn't have a house is Mexico. So that's what this fundraiser is all about, to raise funds, because we're raising funds to build that home, to have a home for the Mexico American and lovers of Mexican American culture, and to share that culture and to be part of the United Nations. So that's what this fundraising event that is going to be at on the 23rd that you're going to be speaking at.
Yes, that's correct. I'll be the keynote speaker for Casa de Mexico, and everyone is invited. It will be this November 23rd. And during my speech, I will share my entire educational journey. And I'm sure that you will get inspired by that story.
Yes. Oh, definitely. And, you know, that's why I'm not letting you share it all right here, because we want people to come and really, you know, listen to you, and, you know, and because it's important that people come and listen to you, and it's important that people understand that we want this house because Mexico is an indelible part of San Diego.
Yeah.
And, you know, one doesn't have to go that far to see all the Mexican culture everywhere. And so it's integrated into our San Diego life. And so, you know, we want to be able to have a conspicuous place mm-hmm. within which to invite people. And so when, you know, so you have such an amazing story. You came from the, you know, migrant family, and mm-hmm. it's so, you know, it's so touching, you know, to see you out there. My husband's story is his parents were also migrant farm workers, mm-hmm. and my father-in-law, in order to make ends meet, he worked in the fields during the day and he played mariachi music at night.
Okay.
And and they together, my in-laws, I think their highest education combined was first grade, mm-hmm. but they knew that they were here. They wanted to make a better life for their family. And the beautiful part about that is that much like your story, they had five children and all five of them are college educated.
Wow. Yeah. I love to hear those stories. My parents, when they came to this country, they didn't know how to, well, first of all, their first language is Mixteco, that is a dialect from Oaxaca, and they didn't even know how to speak Spanish. They never went to school. They don't know how to read. They don't know how to write. But they came to this country with the hope of giving their kids a better future. And I am not the only one that got a college degree. Also, my brother and sister, we're a total of three siblings. Thank you. So I'm always telling my parents that I feel very proud of them and very grateful, because thanks to them, we were able to get these opportunities.
Oh, yes. And that's such an inspiring story, because, you know, and that's not the only story. There's a lot of other stories, and I have a lot of stories. You know, my parents were not farm workers, but my parents came across. My dad was thrown back to Mexico. Let me just tell you, my dad was thrown back to Mexico so many times. He became best friends with a small, you know, back then the small force of Border Patrol. And at the end, when he became, you know, when he went to school, he actually decided to go to Southwestern College, and he went to school and he became a contractor and the whole thing. And, you know, all of his clients were all these Border Patrol agents. I said, Dad, are you like only advertising to the Border Patrol?
Oh, wow.
But, you know, but it was just like, you know, so we all, you know, we all have stories to tell. Yeah. And some of us are more horrendous. Some of our stories are more horrendous than the others. But this is why I created this podcast, so we can share, inspire, and remember the hashtag that I always use, two hashtags. One in English, it's stay strong, because mm-hmm. no matter what, you got to stay strong. I'm sure there were times, and you have a telling story. Don't tell it here. Because I know that you've got a massive story, that you didn't just go through, you didn't just graduate from high school and go through and get your degree. There mm-hmm. were issues that, you know, they were sidetracked along the way.
Yeah, there were a lot of issues. There was a lot of failures. And I even, like you said at the beginning of the podcast, I even thought, like, why are people seeing me as an example, as a role model? Because I wasn't perfect. I had many failures, a lot. And I realized that it's because I'm not perfect and they can relate to me. And for that reason, I thought, okay, this is no longer about me. I really need to share my story, because there's other people out there that are going through the same thing, and they need to know that they can se pueden levantar, and they can continue and not give up.
Y si, this podcast is, we're allowed to speak in Spanglish, you know, pero mm-hmm. inspirándonos siempre juntas. There's a lot of women in my generation. You know, I'm in my 50s, you know, over 50. And there is a lot of inspiration, and mm-hmm. and we still have stuff to give, you know, even in our 50s. I'm sure that your mom has a lot of knowledge and wisdom and things that we've lived that we can share with your generation. And you're in your 30s, I believe. Is that true?
Yeah, early 30s.
Early 30s, yay. So
a week ago.
Yeah, so I mean, and even like that, there's a lot of similarities. I think what mm-hmm. we need to do is come together and celebrate our differences, celebrate our generational gaps, and celebrate our generational, intertwinings, if you will, so that yeah. we can be stronger and, you know, inspirándonos juntas. I'm done with the stereotype that says, oh, I don't have to worry about you. You're a Latina. There's going to be another Latina coming around to knock you down. I don't have to worry about you. Mm-hmm. I'm done with that. Yeah. I want for us to say inspirándonos juntas.
Exacto.
And together, juntas, we can elevate others and create a united front that will inspire others to be united. If there's one thing that we need in this world right now, is to be united.
That is true. Correcto. Necesitamos que ayudarnos. We need to inspire each other, encourage each other, and help each other because somos Latinas and we need to, Latinos, Latins, we need to help each other instead of like reaching a success and saying, okay, I made it this far, now I can just enjoy my life. You need to remember all those people that are like in the same journey and you need to help them and say, hey, I went through that, so this is how you can... así puedes salir de este problema. Cosas así.
Sí, tenemos que salir adelante, tenemos que ayudarnos unas a las otras, tenemos que estar allí. Uh-huh. Yo las invito a mi generación que nos escuchen, que por favor compartan and if there's somebody else out there that's got a different story, this is, you know, Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. You know, uh-huh. that just means that we did... We overcame obstacles in order to get to where we are. People look at me and say, oh my God, Marty, you've done so much. Yes, but you know what? It's like you got to get back up. Something, you know, you're going to allow life to take you this way, but at some point you have to do those three A's we talked about. Mm-hmm. And then make a change. Take the action to make it happen.
That is, sí. Correcto. Yeah. Yes.
So that... Todas. So I appreciate your time. I am so excited. I'm going to be there listening to you. I'll probably be the front row. if you need a chambermaid to change you, then I'll be there. But but I invite everybody, let's take some time to re-invite everybody to mm-hmm. come. It's going to be at, you want to go ahead and share, it's going to be in Balboa Park. Go ahead.
Yes, so it's going to be in Balboa Park, November 23rd at 6 p.m. And everyone is invited. You can get your tickets at on the Casa Mexico website. And me daría mucho gusto conocerlos a todos.
Yes. And I just want to add that, you know what? If you only have a dollar to donate, we'll take the dollar. If you have $5 to donate, we'll take it. We have calculated that if every Latino actually donates money, donates $1, just if every Latino, you know, or if every Mexican, let's say, because it's the House of Mexico, donates $1, we would have all the funds we need. That's it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. that would be, and when we'd have more and, you know, in that. So I just want to make sure that people understand that the House of Mexico is a not-for-profit organization. It's got a federal ID number. It's focused on developing and implementing ongoing programs that serve the community and reflect our mission to share, to celebrate, to educate, and to promote the rich art, the culture, and the history of Mexico to San Diego and all its visitors. So once again, the website is www.houseofmexico.net. And please come with us and enjoy this. And if you want to follow Erica on her journey. You want to follow me. You want to become part of my private group. If you haven't been, it's an awesome private group. I share tips. So just DM me, reach out to me on Instagram and everywhere. I'm at MartyAngel_ELC for Empowering Latina Coach. Why don't you share yours, Erica?
My Instagram is AlfaroErica47, and I share pictures of all the places where I go and share my story.
Yes, and you know, I gotta go to Oaxaca because I hear they have a killer mole there, you know?
Oh, yes, they do.
It's like,
yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, yes, I love the mole, you guys. There's I met a lady from Oaxaca and she says we make it special, and I go, okay, you know, that was beautiful. So I appreciate the time that you took. Once again, at MartyAngel_ELC, and Erica, you'll find her. This podcast is going to be up. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. Inspirándonos juntas. Mujer de éxito unbounded. Give me a high five.
High five. Thank you, Marty.
Thank you, sweetie. And I'll see you on November 23rd. Have a beautiful evening.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.